This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for flopenviatris. Active ingredient, S. Flucloxacillin, as sodium monohydrate. This leaflet provides important information about taking flopenviatris. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking flopenviatris. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking flopenviatris? Flopenviatris contains the active ingredient flucloxacillin, as sodium monohydrate. It is used to treat infections in different parts of the body caused by bacteria. It is an antibiotic that belongs to a group of medicines called penicillins. These medicines work by killing the bacteria that are causing your infection. Flopenviatris will not work against infections caused by viruses, such as colds. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed flopenviatris for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. What should I know before I take flopenviatris? Warnings. Flucloxacillin can cause severe liver damage, particularly in older patients and those who take it for more than 14 days. Do not take flopenviatris if you are allergic to any medicine containing flucloxacillin, any other penicillin medicines, or cephalosporins, beta-lactam antibiotics including imipenem and aztreonam, any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty in breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or any other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have had a reaction affecting your liver while you were taking a medicine containing flucloxacillin. Examples of liver reactions include hepatitis and jaundice, yellowing of the eyes or skin. Do not use this medicine in your eyes. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: liver problems, kidney problems, jaundice, yellowing of the skin or eyes, asthma, hay fever, eczema, or other allergic conditions. Take any medicines for any other conditions: are pregnant, or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. The active ingredient in flopenviatris passes into breast milk and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking flopenviatris. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and flopenviatris may interfere with each other. These include probenecid, a medicine commonly used to treat gout, oral contraceptive pills, medicines used for contraception. You should use other birth control methods while you are taking flopenviatris. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat inflammatory conditions, including severe psoriasis and active rheumatoid arthritis. Warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clotting. Voriconazole, a medicine used to treat serious fungal or yeast infections. Paracetamol, a medicine used to treat fever and mild to moderate pain. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking flopenviatris in combination with paracetamol, particularly if you have impaired kidney function. These medicines may be affected by flopenviatris, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with. or avoid whilst taking this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect flopenviatris. How do I take flopenviatris? How much to take? Usual adult dose. 250 mg every 6 hours. Usual child dose. 2 to 10 years, half of the adult dose. Under 2 years, quarter of the adult dose. Follow the instructions provided when flopenviatris was prescribed, including the number of days it should be taken. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. When to take flopenviatris. Flopenviatris should be taken 30 minutes to 1 hour before food. Food can interfere with the absorption of flopenviatris. How to take flopenviatris. Swallow the capsules whole with a full glass of water. How long to take flopenviatris. Continue taking your medicine until you finish the pack, or for as long as your doctor tells you. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you forget to take flopenviatris should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, and it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much flopenviatris, if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much flopenviatris, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include diarrhea and nausea. What should I know while taking flopenviatris? Things you should do. Before starting any new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking flopenviatris. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking flopenviatris. If you get a sore white mouth or tongue while taking or soon after stopping flopenviatris, tell your doctor. Also tell your doctor if you get vaginal itching or discharge. This may mean you have a fungal infection called thrush. Sometimes, the use of flopenviatris allows fungi to grow and the above symptoms to occur. Flopenviatris does not work against fungi. If you are taking flopenviatris for a long time, visit your doctor regularly so that they can check on your progress. You may need to have tests to check your liver and kidney function. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking this medicine. Notice your symptoms do not improve within a few days, or if they become worse, develop yellow eyes or skin, jaundice whilst or soon after taking flopenviatris. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after you have stopped taking flopenviatris. Jaundice may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your liver. You may need urgent medical care. Get severe diarrhea. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after you have stopped taking flopenviatris. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without checking with your doctor. Get severe skin reactions with painful red areas, large blisters, peeling of skin layers, fever, chills, aching muscles, feeling unwell. Stop taking this medicine immediately. Things you should not do. Do not take any medicine for diarrhea without first checking with your doctor or pharmacist. Do not take flopenviatris to treat any other conditions unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give flopenviatris to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how flopenviatris affects you. Things to be aware of. Flopenviatris can cause jaundice, yellowing of skin and or eyes, and severe liver damage. This is more frequent in older patients, particularly those over 55 years of age, and those who take the medicine for more than 14 days. Immediately contact your doctor if you notice any yellowing of your eyes or skin. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Flopenviatris. Flopenviatris treats infections in most people, but it may have unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nausea. Vomiting, or an upset stomach. Diarrhea. A mild rash. Oral thrush, white furry sore tongue and mouth. Vaginal thrush, sore and itchy vagina and or vaginal discharge. What to do? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Any type of skin rash, itching, or hives. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing. What to do? Stop taking Flopenviatris and tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. Severe stomach cramps. Tiredness, headaches, being short of breath when exercising, dizziness and looking pale. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Frequent infections such as fever, chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Yellowing of the eyes or skin. Jaundice. Painful, swollen joints. Aching muscles, muscle tenderness, or weakness, not caused by exercise. Irregular heartbeat. Dark or cloudy urine, blood in the urine. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. After stopping Flopenviatris, tell your doctor if your skin and or eyes have turned yellow, jaundice, whilst or soon after you finish taking Flopenviatris. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following side effects, even if they occur up to several weeks after finishing treatment with Flopenviatris. Watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. Severe abdominal cramps or stomach cramps. Fever, in combination with one or both of the above. These are rare but serious side effects. Flopenviatris can change the bacteria, which are normally present in the bowel and are harmless to multiply and therefore cause the above symptoms. You may need urgent medical attention. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Flopenviatris contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Flucloxacillin sodium monohydrate 250 mg or 500 mg per capsule. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Povidone. Purified talc. Sodium starch glycolate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Magnesium stearate. Iron oxide red. Iron oxide yellow. Titanium dioxide. Brilliant Blue FCF, gelatin, potential allergens, trace amounts of sulfites. Do not take this medicine. If you are allergic to any of these ingredients, what Flopen Viatris looks like. Flopen Viatris 250 mg is a size 2 capsule with yellow body and black cap. Ostar 3-8-7-4-1-8. Flopen Viatris 500 mg is a size 0 capsule with yellow body and black cap. Ostar 3-8-7-1-4-9. Flopen Viatris is available in blister packs of 24 capsules. Who distributes Flopen Viatris? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2024. Flopen is a Viatris company trademark. Flopen Viatris _CMI/JUL24/00.